Hi,
Hello?
Donna Turner, please.
Yes, hold on for 1 minute, please, because I'm trying to hear you. Hold on for 1 minute.
No problem.
Oh. Ma'am?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Denise, and I recorded line. It's regarding the double Provera lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating?
Yes.
Do you have an attorney assisting you at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. What was your injury after taking double Provera?
My injury was that I had a double Provera brain tumor.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What is
Yeah.
the tumor, the name of the tumor?
Yeah,
Because
brain tumor.
there's a lot of different brain tumors. Do you know the name of it? We would need the name in order to keep moving forward.
Meningioma.
Okay.
Meningioma. Yes, ma'am.
Do you mind just spelling it out for me?
Oh, okay, hold on. I'm not good at spelling. I'm trying to try my best.
No problem.
Okay, it's MENGIOMA. OMA.
Oh, okay, perfect. So meningioma, you've been diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, I'm so sorry that you've had to go through this diagnosis. How long ago were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I was diagnosed with it, I believe. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to think, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I was diagnosed with it. And, whoa.
Was it
It
like
was,
a few years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
no, it was a, it was, I think it was about 8 years. Wait a minute. Wait a
Okay,
minute.
so we're in 2025 now. 8 years ago would have been like 2017. Does that sound right?
Yeah, about that time.
Okay, so 2017, that was around the time you were diagnosed.
No,
Okay.
it was February 16th, I believe, in 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
Yes.
back in 2010.
Yes.
Okay. So back in 2010, you were diagnosed with meningioma. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And this was after taking double Provera for at least 1 year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then based on the information you provided so far, we're able to keep moving forward with more questions to see if you meet
Okay.
the minimum criteria. I always have to double check. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation? I advise from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or sign documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you have not
Yes.
signed anything? Okay.
No,
Are
I
you
haven't signed anything.
okay, good to know. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And then where was the meningioma located?
It was in my brain.
Okay.
Thank you. It was like in my head. Yes, ma'am.
You said it was the back of your head?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for that information. That is very helpful. Before we continue, we are working with certain states. What state are you in?
Well, right now I'm in Macon, Georgia, but I was living in New York at the time.
Okay, but you reside in Georgia at the moment, correct?
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
Got it. Let me just look it up to make sure that we are working with Georgia. And then you said when you were diagnosed, you were in New York at that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I was on 1250 Morrison Avenue, Bronx, New York.
Okay. I'm just going to ask to make sure we could keep moving forward because again, they are the law firms we work with are working with certain states.
Okay.
I think Georgia should be fine. Let me just ask about like because you were diagnosed back in 2010 in New York. Let me ask, okay? I'll be right back with
Okay.
you.
Okay.
I'm just double checking. While I get a response, we can keep moving forward with a few questions here. Give me one second. Let me just, so date of diagnosis, I know you mentioned it was around 2010. Yes. I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. Was it winter, spring, summer of 2010?
It was like, I think it was more like the 10th. It was on the 10th. It was cold out there.
Okay. So like
it was in the wintertime. Yeah, it was in the wintertime.
Okay. So it would be safe to say like around October of 2010. And we do have to put like a date on there. Would it be early October?
Yeah.
Okay. So like October 5th of 2010. And then your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is 3/23/1969. Nice. I'm old now.
69. 3/23/1969. Okay, let me put that on here. 3/23/1969. Okay. And by any chance, do you have any friends, family, coworkers that were also affected by the Depo-Provera that were able to assist?
I have, because I know that my niece and her sister has taken the same thing, and now my niece can't have no children because of it.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, she had to have her stomach and everything cut open and all kinds of stuff, and her head.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's awful.
And she's young.
Yeah, and what I can do, whether we keep moving forward with this, I'm still waiting to hear back, but whether we keep moving forward or not, either way, you'll have my direct line.
Okay.
In case we can help any family members or friends or anything, what you would do is you would just give them my information and then they can call me directly.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I can ask them the same questions I'm asking you to see if we can help them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And did you receive the Depo-Provera pill or Depo-Provera shot?
No, I used a Depo-Provera injectable. It was contraceptive. I can hit my teeth by Pfizer.
Okay, so it was Pfizer. You remember it being Pfizer, the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yeah, okay. That was it. I can't speak like how good doctors speak because of my teeth. I don't have no top teeth. Okay, I'm so sorry.
No problem at all. No problem. Okay, so it is the name brand. I'll put that on there. And you don't remember, like, if the prescription said Depo sub-Q Provera by any chance? If not, no worries. We can just put Depo Provera.
Yeah.
You just remember it being Depo Provera Pfizer. Okay.
Yeah, it was an injection.
Okay. And then how many times do you think you were injected by the Depo Provera? And, I mean, to break it down, we could start here. When did you start using Depo Provera?
I started using it in March of 2001.
March of 2001. Okay. And when did you stop?
I stopped. Wait a minute. I told you I'm not good with dates.
It's okay. Because you were diagnosed in 2010. So did you stop before you were diagnosed or after?
No, I started. I stopped using, like, I think it was between August. August in 2009.
Okay, we could put August of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So let's do March. Would it be
I started using it like in March in 2001, and then I stopped using it, I believe it was August of 2009.
Okay, August of 2009. And I do have to put an actual date. Would it be safe to say like the 5th for both?
Yeah, sure, you can do that.
Okay. Like the beginning of the month. Okay. So that answers our question here. So from 2001 to 2010, nine, that would be 8 years total.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then let's see. Within 1 year, can you please confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis? And it sounds like you have, but I always have to ask.
Yes, I had it once every 3 months.
Okay. So you can confirm that you have had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis. Okay. And the let me put meningioma on here.
How do you say that again? Because I always do it like meningioma. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I know it's tricky. Believe me, I get it. Like
Yeah.
it's a tricky word. We're just not allowed to help when you're trying to
Yeah, I
pronounce
understand.
it because we want to
Yeah, it's
obviously
my
hear it
teeth, so
from
if I
you.
can talk right, I can probably do it right, but I have no top teeth at all.
Oh,
So
okay.
I talk like, but it based my speech funny.
No, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing great. So meningioma was the diagnosis, and for quality assurance purposes, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Okay, we always have to ask. And then
Oh,
your marital status?
I am married.
Married. Okay. And then let me enter your first name in this section here. It is Donna, Donna. Last name Turner.
Yes,
Is there a
ma'am.
middle initial?
Yes, L.
L as in Larry?
Yes.
Okay.
Lynn.
Lynn. Okay.
Yeah, that's a
L
man
as in
name.
Lynn. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then Miss or Mrs. Turner, I should say, can I get your social security? And this is for the law firm to do an identity verification in order to match your medical records.
Have to give you my whole Social Security?
I believe at one point we were accepting the last four, but I believe with the law firm that we're working with, they're accepting now, they're wanting the full social. Let me check really quickly. And again, this is for your protection.
Yeah.
This just what they do is they match it to your medical records because the last thing you want is for anyone to get someone else's medical records. So
Because the
let me
last four of mine is 0664.
we can try that 0664 and see
Yes,
if it
ma'am.
allows us to keep going. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So then your email here, I have turnerdonna449@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your phone number 347-734-9962. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am. That's all I have is my cell phone.
Okay, and best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening. This is for the law.
More so in the afternoon.
Okay, I have to just pick one. Would morning be okay or afternoon?
Oh, the morning would be good. You could do morning.
Okay, perfect. And then can I get your home address, please?
Yes, my home address is 6372 Hammett, Hammo CK Road.
CK Road. Got it.
Yeah,
Okay.
like Hammett.
Okay. Hammock in what city and state? You said Georgia. What's the city
Yeah,
and state?
Macon, Georgia, 312-17.
I'm sorry, I
Macon.
Oh, Mitten. Mitten? Okay.
Macon. Macon, Georgia.
Got it. Okay. It did come up. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 312-17.
31217. Perfect. So is that 6372 Hammock Road, Macon, Georgia? 31217. Is that
Yes,
correct?
ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there an apartment or a unit number?
No, it's a house.
Okay, perfect. And then was the Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Myself.
Okay. And then how many times were you injected with the product? And we could do the math here because I know you mentioned it was 8 years, and in those 8 years you were
I
injected
knew
four times each. Is that correct?
I used it one time in 3 months.
Once every 3 months, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. One time in 3 months.
Okay, so once every 3 months, so that would make it 4 times a year for 8 years. Does that sound right? Okay. So I did the math. It looks like it was around 32 times, as long as there was no break
Wow.
in between. So
Oh,
if you did it consistently for 8 years
yeah.
every year, okay. So that would
Yeah.
be 32 times total. And then who was your prescribing doctor? Who was prescribing the Depo?
She was my family doctor. Her name is Rachel de Guzman.
Okay, can you spell the first name, please?
It's, oh, wait, here we go, spelling.
Yeah.
Okay. R-A-Q, U-E-L-D-E. Latin capital D, E, G, U, Z, goes U, Z, M, A, N.
Perfect. Okay. And then
Did I spell
this
that
was,
right?
yeah, you did a great job.
Wow,
What
I'm doing good.
and what state?
Excuse me?
What state was this in?
This was in, it was in Macon, Georgia.
Okay. Perfect. Let me write that in here.
I got one more
Okay, I did
here.
find her, Raquel de Guzman, and then family medicine, and then family medicine physician in Macon, Georgia.
She's on oh, it was 350 Hospital, Dr. Macon, Georgia, 31217.
350, you said hospital?
Yeah.
Hospital drive.
Yeah.
Okay. I found a 777 Hemlock Street, Macon, Georgia. Let me see.
It was PD in Mount Macon Medical Center.
Okay. Let me look it up.
Yeah, that's PD in Mount. I still go there.
Okay. PD Mount. Okay. Oh, here it is. 350 Hospital Drive, Macon, Georgia,
Yeah.
31217. Okay. Let me enter this information in here.
Okay.
And then Piedmont ba Macon Medical Center. Okay. And then facility phone number. And then, okay, so now we have the prescribing doctor. How about the pharmacy where you were picking up the depot?
I was at CVS.
Okay, so CVS on in Macon, Georgia, and
It was 3012. It's Hartley Bridge Road in Macon,
3012.
Georgia. Oh, I think I go my tongue.
Okay, so it is 3012 Hartley Bridge Road, Macon, Georgia, 31216, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So let me enter that address on here. Pharmacy name, CVS. And then phone number, 478. 785-1962. Okay. So now we have the prescribing doctor, the CVS information. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma?
What was the what?
Oh, this was like the method of diagnosis. Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Well, the doctor, what he did was he put me in a tunnel. It was like a machine, and he scanned my head.
So would that be a CT scan?
Yeah, brain.
Okay, let me put CT scan on here. And
Okay.
then as far as your diagnosing doctor, so this was the doctor who diagnosed you initially with meningioma.
Yes,
Who
ma'am.
was that doctor?
He's a neuro, wait, I can't, I see, I go, neurosurgery.
Yes.
He's a neuro, yeah. A neurosurgery.
Okay. In Macon, Georgia, or where?
He's in Georgia.
Okay. And then, do you remember at least the first name so I can look him up?
The other name was, oh, God. It was Dr. George Stephanis.
Okay.
Stephanis. Yeah.
Got it. Let me put George on here and see what comes up. Oh, here it is. Okay. So George Stephanis, MD, neurosurgeon in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it right there.
Awesome. What facility were you going to see him at?
I was at the PDM Outmaking Center.
Oh, okay. So the facility that we mentioned earlier?
This is, yeah.
Okay. Let me put that in here. Phone number. Address. Neural surgeon specialty.
Good doctor, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad to
hear.
So you were good.
Yeah, my mom had fell in Sumter, South Carolina, and he saved her life because she had a tumor on her brain when she fell, and it was bleeding inside her head.
Oh, gosh. That is awful. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But you take good care of her, which is good.
I try, but she's hard to take care of.
Yeah, she's hard to take care of.
Yeah.
Oh. Why is she kind of like difficult or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She's about 76 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sometimes they get like that.
Yeah, but I love her.
I know. We all love our mamas. They're special,
yeah.
For sure. I know I love mine, so I get it. And then, Mrs. Turner, were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then, have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Say that again, ma'am?
Have you received any treatment for your meningioma diagnosis, like medication, or what was your treatment like? Or are they just monitoring
I had a steroid, dexamethasone, and it was 8 milligrams 2 times a day for 2 weeks.
8 milligrams 2 times a day for how long?
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, okay. Let's see, on medication, 8 milligrams, 2 weeks. And then any other type of treatment?
No.
Okay. I'll put that on.
They were just like, you know, when they was monitoring me, they did it for almost a year. Mm-hmm. They just kept their eye on the tumor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had to visit the hospital, brain scans for every 3 months.
A brain scan. Okay, let me put that on here. Brain scans every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where were you getting treated? Was it at the Piedmont Macon Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put this on here.
They started on the treatment date. It was like February, I think February 23rd or 20th.
Oh, February 23rd of what year?
They started the active monitoring.
Okay, so
they were monitoring to me.
February of 23rd.
In 2010, yeah.
Of what year?
They started monitoring me on February 23rd in 2010.
Oh, 2010. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that on there as well. Let's see. Monitoring started February 23rd of 2010. Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor, it sounds like it's probably the same doctor who diagnosed you, George Stephanus. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let me put his information under treating doctor as well. Okay, so now we have that.
That's where.
And then, do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then were you ever hospitalized for meningioma?
Took 2 to 3 days, and then I had to do outpatient. And
2 to 3 days outpatient? Okay.
then I did outpatient.
Okay. Let's see. When you were hospitalized, was this around February of 2010, or when were you hospitalized for 2 to 3 days outpatient?
I don't remember the date. I know it was in, because my surgery was on the 28th, so I was hospitalized on 29th and 30, and then 31. And I think it all, like, I think it was 31st or the 1st, because I was 2 days in, I was 3 days in there, and then they put me in outpatient.
Okay, so then the monitoring started happening back in 2010, but when were you hospitalized? Was it around the same time? I can put like February of 2010
But
was
my
around.
treatment date was the 23rd or 2010, so it was around that time.
Okay, I'll put around
But my surgery was, I know it was October. I know that was my surgery date, was October 28th of 2010. I
Oh,
remember that.
okay. So
That
then
was
the
my surgery date.
surgery, that's when you were in the hospital for 2 to 3 days, correct? Okay. So you did have surgery then.
Yes, I
Okay.
did.
Okay. I'll put that under treatment, and then I'll put here brain surgery around 10 of 2010, October of 2010.
That's
Okay.
it right there. You got it.
Outpatient around brain surgery around 10, 2010. Okay. Make sure everything is spelled correctly here.
Damn it. Yeah, because it was active monitoring, and then I had brain surgery, and then it was steroids. That was in
Steroids as
training.
well. Okay. Okay. When you mentioned the 8 milligram medication, is that steroid or is that apart from the steroid?
Okay, so.
Okay. Let's see.
Because I know they also had, like, the for the doses, I was taking like almost 150 milliliter injections.
Oh, wow.
That was a lot.
Yeah. And do you have a copy of your medical records, Mrs.
They were
Chagrin?
my doctor. They were my doctor.
With your doctor. Okay.
Yeah, right now I'm not home.
Okay, no problem. But they do exist. They're with your doctor, no problem. Just say the law firm would, were to have a difficult time obtaining the medical records and they would ask you for assistance, would you be able to provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, I can do that when I come back.
Okay. Mail, electronically, or both? I just need to pick one.
I could do mail.
Okay. And then, do you by any chance have access to your MyChart account?
No, I don't.
No problem. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
No, he lives with me.
He lives with you? Okay. So then, what is his name?
Edmund Turner.
Edmund Turner. Is that E-D-M-O-N?
E-D-M-U-N-D-T-U-R-N-E-R. That's my husband.
Got it. Okay. So it's E-D-M-U-N-D, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then his phone number?
His phone number is 803-226-8003.
Okay, 803-226-8003. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to provide an email for him, or would you like me to put your email in that section?
No, just put my email.
Okay. Let me do that. And then let me put Georgia. Okay. And then just so we're both on the same page, once I send you the DocuSign, just make sure it's legible. So the signature would have to be, you know, clear and legible. We've had some issues with signatures. So as long as you...
I have to sign some papers right now?
Yeah. So it's rather simple. I'm going to guide you through the process. So give me one second. I just wanted to make sure that we're both on the same page as far as your signature, doing the best as you can. I know it could be a little tricky at times, but so we're done. I'm just going to review everything with you one last time to make sure that we have everything correct. If something is incorrect, please stop me and I will change it right away before we generate the DocuSign. So give me one second here. Okay, Mrs. Turner. So you did confirm that you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with another law firm. We are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You're a resident and citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma. After taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, the meningioma is located in your brain. Date of diagnosis, 10-5-2010. Date of birth, 3-23-1969. Let me keep scrolling down. Does everything sound good so far?
Yes, so far.
Okay. You did take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. You took the shot. And we determined it was around 8 years of usage. You did confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then we determined you started taking Depo Provera March 5th of 2001. And then you stopped taking Depo Provera August 5th of 2009.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then first name D-O-N-N-A. Middle initial L, and then last name T-U-R-N-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Last four of social, 0664.
Yes, ma'am.
And then turnerdonna449@gmail.com. And before I forget, before I keep going, the law firm that you have been directed to requires a full social security. So, I'm reading the notes here. Give me one second. I need to provide the full Social Security. Yeah, so, yes. So, in order for us to continue, we would need the full Social Security.
My Social Security number is 039.
I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I need to type it in.
039-46-8003.
Okay.
0664.
Perfect. So 0390606664.
No, 0394646.
460664. Okay. Let me repeat that so we can make sure. 0394606664.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then I have your email address, turnerdonna449@gmail.com, phone number 347-734-9962, home address 6372, Hammock mm-hmm. Road, Macon, Georgia. Let me look at the zip here, 31217.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so everything sounds good?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then we have all the medical notes, your medical doctors, your emergency contact. So, since you confirmed that everything sounds good, I will be submitting this now, and it will be going to your email.
Okay.
Once you receive it, please let me know, and I will stay on the phone with you in case you need assistance with signing.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Well, I got a lot of. Oh, yeah. I got it.
Perfect.
Okay. Let me review my document. Oh, go with this one. Oh, review and. It's a review and continue. Message from Denise. Santol, last card strategies. Please sign. Okay. I agree. And I can sign?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, I gotta go get glasses. I can't see. It's a little stronger.
Take your time. I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. Hold on, I gotta find me some glasses.
No
so
problem
I can see.
At all.
Hold on. Oh, God. Let me see if they got glasses in here. Hold on. Hold on, I'm coming, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, I got us. Oh, I can see a little bit over here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to apply it. Okay. Yep. There it is. Okay. Oh, wow. That's a lot to read. Okay. Okay, sign, inspect it by my hand. Okay, I just got to put my signature, right? Sign here. Huh.
Yes, usually, like, it kind of directs you on where to sign with the yellow prompt buttons.
Okay.
So it's either, like, a yes or start or next. But I don't want to distract you. I'll be right here if you need me.
Yeah, I'm going to get a newer signature because that one don't look like a 3. Spell my whole name or just for my initials?
Yes, it has to be your whole name if it's asking for your entire signature. However,
okay.
In some sections, it might ask for an initial. So just be mindful of that because they will not accept it if you put the initials in the signature.
Hey, hold on. I got to do it right because it's sloppy. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to do it right. Sloppy. I wish I could find out. I can't just do it like this. Hold on. Do this new. Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I signed it there. What else am I doing? Yep. Okay. I just signed in that one place, right?
Yes. Yes. So
okay. Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me I'm look going, on my end.
I pushed it.
Perfect. I'm going to look on my end to make sure that everything looks good, okay, before we get off the phone.
Okay.
Let's see.
Can I download this for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely keep that for your records, for sure. And I am seeing it on my end. It looks perfect to me.
Okay.
So thank you so much for your patience through it all. I know it's a lot of information, but we went through the tough part, which is gathering all the information and getting this signed. And this will give the law firm permission to contact you. So I always say give them about a week to contact you. Once they contact you, they'll confirm some details with you. And, you know, that's when you can ask any questions you may have about the lawsuit.
Okay.
And then I will send you their direct line as well. So then if you don't hear from them, you can call them directly, okay? Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
You.
Of course. I wish you the best, Mrs. Turner, okay? Have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Rest of your day.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.